It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, let's get updated on what's happening in Turkey. A military coup underway. There are some reports on Twitter that it's under control. There are some reports on Twitter that it's not. There's a lot going on in terms of information. But I got to say, you know, and I kind of mentioned this before the news, that I'm not very familiar on the background of what side is what and what's happening there. So I know a guy who does know that stuff. His name is Charles Lipson. He's the he's a professor of political science, covers European politics. He's been on this program a few times in the last couple months. Professor Lipson, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
It's absolutely my pleasure, Justin.
All right, so give us the basic background here. When it's a military coup, just kind of set up the sides that are involved in this coup.
Absolutely. Turkey is the remnant of what used to be called the Ottoman Empire, which covered the whole Middle East and collapsed during World War One.
Okay.
Turkey was left as the main area, and it was led by a person named whose nickname was Ataturk. And Ataturk's goal was to set up a secular government. This replaced the old caliphate. When you hear ISIS and others talking about setting up a caliphate, they mean the religious and political leadership would be together, and that was the old Ottoman Empire, That's what they want to restore. So Ataturk had that, and periodically, when the government, the civilian government, would drift out of control, the military would step in to protect this secular trend that Ataturk had set in motion. What's happened in the last decade, 13 years, has been that a guy named Erdogan has been elected repeatedly, but he is an Islamicist, and he has gradually purged all the military and all the police and put in all of his friends. This is what was happening with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And in fact, the reason the coup took place there was they figured if they waited even six more months, there wouldn't be any non-Islamicists left.
That's
in
interesting.
The military.
So the military is.
So that's what's happening.
Yeah, so they're protecting
tonight.
The secular government, or the idea of Turkey being secular as opposed to religiously led.
Right, and that's exactly what's happened. So you'll notice that there weren't any senior officers involved in this. That's because of what Erdogan has done. It's known as coup proofing. That is proofing your government against a coup, and he has removed, before this happened, all the senior people who might not be loyal to him. He doesn't care if they can fight other countries. He wants to make sure they don't fight him.
Oh, interesting. So what's happening tonight? When we talk about Turkey tonight, as you mentioned, I've heard different reports about whether or not this is a faction of the military, if this is the full military, if, you know,
it's not the full military.
So talk about what's happening tonight.
You can tell that it's not the full military because, for example, there were helicopters that were part of the coup, and they were firing down on some civilians to keep them out of the street because they wanted no people in there demonstrating against them. The Islamicists would have been demonstrating against them. And those helicopters were shot at by the Air Force. So the Air Force was never part of the coup. You could also tell that because they didn't get Erdogan at the very beginning and capture him while he was on vacation, you knew that they didn't have a full control of the military, and it appears that the higher level, I think that the coup is in real trouble. So what does that mean for people in the United States?
Yeah, what does it mean for the United States, right?
Absolutely. Well, we have a big stake in Turkey because it is a NATO ally, and we have a large military base there, and we use that military base to project air power into Syria, into Iraq, and all that area. The United States also has a general position, and the Obama administration has been quite clear about this, that we support democratically elected governments. Now, here's the problem. If the democratically elected government is itself wiping out democracy, remember, Hitler came into power through a democratic election. the Muslim Brotherhood came in through a democratic election. If these democratically elected figures begin to wipe out democracy, then the United States is in a bind. Does it go with the democratically elected figure?
Right.
Or does it try to restore a secular government? And the answer is the United States is backing Erdogan.
They are.
So is Germany.
Oh, interesting. Thank you. That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out, and it's really difficult because a lot of times there just seems to be that's glossed over, the sort of context of what's happening in this country or in Turkey at the time when you're looking at CNN and other places, like that. It's just, you know, almost just the spot news.
Well, it's minute to minute. They're giving you kind of exactly what's breaking, but people need to have a little context for it. You know, they need to understand the larger thing here. It's a big Middle Eastern ally. 10 years ago, it was relatively stable. Erdogan has moved it very much in the Islamicist direction and has had a lot of problems because of the big civil war in Syria, because he's got a domestic conflict with the Kurds, who live in his own country and don't like his government, but he is strongly backed by the Islamicists. And oddly, this is a case where the Islamicists and the United States and the Germans are all on the same side.
What would it take for the United States to say, you know what, enough, we agree with the military that, you know, that you're taking democracy and you're kind of twisting it?
Well, we've got an answer to that, because we saw it exactly that happen in Egypt. President Obama didn't back the coup against an Islamicist government for over a year. He cut off aid to them. He did everything he could. It seemed like he was backing the Muslim Brotherhood, even though they were not friends with the United States, and they were clearly Islamicists, and they were backing terrorist groups like Hamas, which is an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood in the Gaza Strip. Hmm. So we know what the United States would do. The United States would rather have a democratically elected, anti-democratic Islamicist government than a coup that might support the United States but would not be democratically elected.
All right. Charles Lipson, he's the professor of European politics. He's a political science professor at the University of Chicago. Professor Lipson, thanks for clearing it up for us tonight. We appreciate it.
You are most welcome. Thanks very much.